Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And, of course, today is Wednesday, and we have our good friend Melody Cedarstrom with us. And, Melody, I posted out there today that you and I are going to celebrate Earth Day. Are you on board with that?
Far out. Peace, right. Sister.
Well, now, when you stop and think about it, the gold and the silver come from the earth. So we're celebrating Earth Day today.
There we go. I agree.
There you go. See, you knew I could connect the dots somehow, some way. This little gal in Missouri can connect the dots. Well, I have one article that I was going to share with you just briefly, that Obama's climate and the public health threat. He's claiming a public health threat now, and this is coming from the EPA, and it's their scare playbook, you know, and they're gonna claim that we're harming the children and other people that have asthma. And of course, when it goes on to read this article, which I'm not going to do, it says in here that, of course, their strategy is to scare Americans, because most Americans can't really relate to polar bears. And of course, if you're like Beth, you'd say, well, I think we can live without polar bears, because I don't like bears at all. And but they don't relate to it. They're not close to the polar caps, or they still relate to that. But when you start talking about your children and the asthma attacks and those kind of things, people will perk up their ears and listen. But of course, mm-hmm. The propaganda that they're putting out is false. And this article says, I'm going to read this one paragraph here. It says, as an asthma sufferer myself, and that's the writer here, and his name is H. Sterling Burnett, or her, I can attest such an attack is frightening. It claims that Obama said he was scared when he had to take one of his children to the emergency room for an asthma attack. That was the previous paragraph. It says, however, as a recent study, he says, one in a long line of studies shows asthma attacks and the increasing rates of asthma have nothing to do with global warming and everything to do with poverty, increasingly sedentary lifestyles, and indoor air quality. It's shameless that Obama is exploiting his daughter's asthma to push his political agenda with climate change. And he says the recent study, authored by a research team led by Dr. Corinne Keat of Johns Hopkins Children's Center, found no link between outdoor air quality and childhood asthma. Rather, the study points to indoor air pollution from secondhand smoke, mold, rodents, and the like as a significant factor in childhood asthma cases. EPA does not have, this is a scary statement, EPA does not have authority over indoor air pollution. And I put, yet.
Yet.
When they start mandating and regulating the indoor air, we just might as well chuck it up and go somewhere else, don't you think?
I think so, too. And they're going to push real hard. And, you know, I guess there's some sort of a summit this year. I don't know exactly, this summer sometime in Paris. And they are looking for a treaty that we will be signing and so forth. And I'm sure Obama will have no problem signing it. But, you know, they're pushing real hard to pass these laws. And what's funny, I was reading an article, too. It was actually a couple days ago, and they were talking about, as far as the climate warming, global warming, there is more damage done to, or that would add to that, by volcanoes. And they went into detail. I don't have those numbers in front of me, and I tried looking for it. I couldn't find it again. And that's the way
like
it always goes.
It does.
But the amount of ash and everything from volcanics, it would take like 3 or 4 years for the same amount of people pollution to equal. I mean, and so, you know, and that's something you can't do anything about, but yet it produces 3 or 4 times more in one little spurt than you know, anything the humans can do.
One of my favorite.
They gave several examples of things. I mean, it's so silly.
It is. One of my favorite cartoons that's been going across the internet is the pictures of the cows holding the signs about the possible to do something about the gas and the flatulence that's coming out of D.C. You know, because they have, you know, equated that the gassy cows have added to the environmental problems, to the global warming, and, you know, the poor cows.
Hey,
maybe it's because they're feeding them those GMOs. Maybe that's what it is.
Probably. Hey, I'm all for planting a tree, but when you have this organization, Earth Day, promoted by the UN and sanctioned and everything, and making treaties and laws and accusing the U.S. as being the worst
offender. Bless you.
It's just, allergies.
Have you got some asthma going on there?
Yeah.
You know, it's not funny. I shouldn't laugh at that. But, you know, it's, you know, the majority of my listeners, they're earth people. I don't know how to say that. They're farmers. They're ranchers. They like to garden, most of them. They like to do things on their own, and they're going to take care of the soil as best they can. They're going to take care of things, and you know, we're getting better. We're learning. We've come a long way, baby, from where we didn't even put in terraces and erosion was horrible. And the farmers, they've learned so much, and they, you know, there's always offenders. There's always going to be those that really don't respect what they're doing. But the majority of them do. It is their income. It is their home, and they're going to take care of it. And the EPA needs to just back off. That's just, you know.
I mean, we are supposed to be stewards, and we are supposed to take care of it. And you're right. There's those that don't, and those that abuse it. And you know, the environmentalists, they have destroyed and interrupted people's lives in more ways than one. And we've lost jobs. You can go back to the 50s and 60s, where factories have been pressured to make changes and so forth. And a lot of them were uncalled changes. And sure, dumping radiation and so forth in the waters. Yeah, I get that, you know. There's got to be a better way or, you know, and so forth. But certainly it has grown into this monster, into this beast that, you know, it doesn't produce truth. And people are fooled into thinking that, you know, it's good for the planet and the lies, the climate warmings and everything else. And it's really... You know, and they also celebrate today. If you go to their website, they'll show they're also celebrating World Citizen Day too. This is the citizen, World Citizen Day. Citizens of the world. I remember that phrase was first used by Bill Clinton. He's a citizen of the world. Well,
I think his finances are proving that.
It certainly has.
But it's just crazy. It's what it is. It's just crazy. Well, what do you know about, and I'm going to ask this question, and we're going to head into a break here in about 30 seconds. What do you know about the Swiss bank dropping out of the IRS tax compliance program? Have you heard about that?
Well, I haven't followed up on that.
Do you think there will be some consequences for investors, for people that are using the Swiss bank?
I mean, the U.S. already has all the information they need.
Well, sure they do.
You know, the Swiss has already given up all the U.S., you know, account holders and everything. So I don't know what it will do. I don't know if it would do anything.
Well, they're trying. I think what they're doing, of course, the IRS, what they're doing is they're trying to get more taxes out of people that are putting money in the Swiss banks. Anyway, we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today. We are celebrating Earth Day by selling you gold and silver or purchasing gold and silver at 877-895-5410. My guest today is Melody Cederstrom. You can visit her website by going to www.dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or just call her right here, right now at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with our good friend Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by just, well, you can go to my website and click on the icon that says Discount Gold and Silver, or you can just go to www.dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. You could call them in the office at, I lost the office, 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Sometimes I look at my paper cross-eyed and I don't see my numbers like I should, Melody. Well, just going back briefly here on this Swiss bank thing, it's, you know, what they are saying in this particular article. And these two articles I had are coming from the Heartlander. I don't know if you've heard of them or not, but they're the Heartland Institute, and they are a think tank. And they cover everything, particularly they talk about the EPA and how they need to do away with the EPA on the national level and to make it a state issue instead of a national thumb over everybody.
Exactly.
And in fact, one man was there when the EPA was established, and he's said they had gotten way out of hand, and so he's turned tail on them, you know. So that's kind of interesting. But anyway, it says here, you know, instead of generating the reason this stuff exists, he says instead of trying to generate additional tax revenue by increasing the difficulty of placing money in other countries, the U.S. should instead make its own tax structure more attractive to investors. Well, we know that's not going to happen. They're trying to keep an eye on everybody, and they just can't squeeze enough out of us, can they?
No, it's true.
So anyway, I thought that was interesting in and of itself. I mean, we've been kind of watching that here and there, and they've just decided, you know, enough's enough. We're just not going to deal with it anymore.
So that doesn't do us any good.
I mean, the U.S. has been after, you know, the Switzerland, and I mean, they had deadlines. This goes back to, I think, 2010, 2012, 2013, and the Swiss bank sent out, you know, IRS forms to their clients and so forth, and you had a lot of U.S. citizens that, you know, had a dual citizenship. You know, they'll renounce their U.S. citizenship. So, and with the law that was passed last July, I mean, all countries have to conform, and supposedly these sanctions, or not sanctions, but fines and so forth, will be imposed on those who fail to comply. So we'll just see how well that goes over, you know, and just exactly, you know, how are these countries going, you know, what's the U.S. going to do if these countries don't comply and don't pay their silly little fines? So.
Well, yeah, and we've got that you've got me doing it, the choke point program. We're a pair today. And now they say they've got private companies that are going to start mimicking this. And it mentions, and I haven't heard of this because I don't do this. I don't know how much you do on your cell phone. But Square is the card reading mobile app. So a lot of people, they use their mobile, you know, their mobile device to pay their bills instead of carrying a credit card. They just use the app on their phone. Well, it is starting to reject, kind of like PayPal does. You know, it's not gonna cover anything that has to do with buying ammo or guns, and so it's mimicking the choke point. And here we're fighting that with the other program, and then the companies are going to start mimicking it and doing the same. So we're fighting so many different battles. It's hard to keep up with them.
And that's the insanity of it all. You know, folks ask me all the time, well, how much longer can this go on? Well, these are all the little signs and the symptoms that tell us it's not going to go on much longer. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you just can't have this insanity. You just can't have people are just out there writing their own little laws, their own little rules, their own little, you know, laws that are being passed, and they're just not here. I mean, it's not our states. I mean, these are global laws that they're trying to impress on everyone. You get the, you know, promotion, you get it coming from Google and all these multinational corporations that are pushing it, that are spending millions and millions and millions of dollars to lobby Washington. And, you know, yesterday I talked about Google. You know, they've already passed their money to Washington for the first quarter of the year. You know, $15-16 million. They have the antitrust laws coming up, the battle they have with England that's placing on Google. So now Google needs a little help from Washington.
Wow.
Google, from what I hear, you know, they're in the White House on a daily basis, and these are the people that are beginning to rule the world. Forget about the U.S.
Yeah, and
it is insanity.
We've got nerds ruling us. That's not a good thing. I'm just kidding.
Well,
I'm just jealous because
nerdy.
I'm.
I'll tell you what.
I'm jealous because I'm not that smart. That's all there is to it. Well,
I mean, it's just incredible, and I believe we're at a crossroad here. And either people will embrace the completion of this globalization, and I'm talking about the people in this country too.
Yes.
They'll either embrace it, or something is going to happen that we reject it and are able to pick up some of the pieces that have been lost. So, I do believe we're at a crossroads because, you know, everything I read, everything, I do lots of reading here on a daily basis.
It's hard to keep up, isn't it?
Well, it's not a matter of keeping up. It's just a matter of it's
soaking it all in.
Wild. It's running wild.
And
that means there's no one really in true control. Even the controllers might have lost control of those that they...
Oh, I think that's true.
I think
the chaos. Yeah, the puppets. You know, the puppets. Well, I have another article here, and I thought this was kind of what we try to talk about when you and I are on together, and that is getting prepared individually in your own home, in your own family. And it says that they've taken a survey, and one-third have almost no retirement savings.
one-third of the people. It says a new survey data shows that the majority of workers aren't calculating how much money they'll need in retirement, and many aren't saving more due to debt and day-to-day expenses. It says almost a third of the workers, 28%, say they have, now this is scary, say they have less than $1,000 in savings and investments that could be used for retirement, not counting their primary residence or defined benefits plans such as the traditional pensions. And 57% say they have less than $25,000, according to a telephone survey, and of 1,003 workers and 1,001 retirees from the nonprofit Employee Benefit Research Institute. You know, that's kind of scary because, you know, I'm reaching that age and I know I'm not sitting any too nice. And it's, you know, they said a lot of them say, well, I know I'm not saving like I should. I'm just going to work longer. I'm not going to retire. And it goes on to say, you know, that's not always the way it happens. You know, you and I know, in the blink of an eye, tomorrow could be totally different than today. And, you know, so to put off, you know, when we keep putting it off, we get in trouble. And maybe something happens to force them into early retirement or retiring when they didn't want to, you know, when they wanted to stay in the workforce longer and they got forced to retire and then they're not ready. And so, you know, that is something that I think, you know, that concerns me about American citizens, because I think we are living in this debt and, you know, they're not getting it paid down and they're not saving. You know, they're just kind of existing and thinking that, you know, I'll fix it tomorrow. And tomorrow may not be what you want it to be. You may not be healthy tomorrow. Something else might happen catastrophic that's going to keep you from working as you have in the past. Maybe the job's going to be gone. You know, so many things, Melody.
Well, I mean, there's a huge amount of baby boomers, and it's very true. I mean, things change, and certainly, you know, we have plans to work until we drop, or that's the ideal situation, but lots of things happen from, you know, point A to point B, and your health care. The health care is, you know, what usually will put someone to the, you know, maybe someone could live the rest of their life on $100,000, but I'll tell you what, if they, you know, if they get sick, that'll be eaten up in, you know, in a matter of days, if not minutes. And certainly there's been a report I read not too long ago about health, about the nursing homes for folks. The expense is just incredible. Like the average expense is like a $6,000-$7,000 a month. Now, who can afford that? They're there to strip you of everything that you have, everything that you work for. And these healthcare facilities, you know, they know that once you reach a certain age and they steal all your money from you, then they get the money from the government.
Well, and you know, it's not just an illness. You can have an accident, or someone in your family could have an accident, and you end up being the caretaker. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Joe, if you'll hang on for me, we'll get with you as soon as we come back from the break. 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. You can visit her website by going to www.dgscoins.com. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years. years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA-certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with our good friend Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. You can visit her website by going to www.dgscoins.com or give her a call right here, right now at 877-895-5410, which is what Joe from Arkansas has done. Joe, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm all right. And how are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I would like to make three comments for Earth Day. And first point is this, that they say that they know for sure that that ideal level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is 350 parts per million, which is what we had around 1900. And now they're saying we got somewhere between 380 and 400 parts per million, which they claim they know is going to lead to absolute climate catastrophe. But I have read scientific papers on the Internet saying that in past times there have been as much as 3 to 4,000 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And when it was at those levels, there would be periods of warmer weather followed by periods of ice ages, and so even if they keep the carbon dioxide at 350 parts per million like they said they want to do, they are not going to prevent climate change by doing that. And we're going to have climate change no matter what the level of carbon dioxide.
Are you trying to say it's out of man's hands?
Very largely. Yeah, I don't say man has no effect on it whatsoever, but probably if man is doing anything at all to change the weather, it's done by military weather modification, not by adding a little bit of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere.
They don't like to talk about that.
Yeah, no. No, and the second point I'd like to make is that, okay, one of the things that I've seen these carbon dioxide alarmists say to, you know, stir up concern is they'll say that carbon dioxide causes noxious weeds like poison ivy to grow bigger. But, you know, carbon dioxide is good for the plants. It's nourishing for the plants. Plants grow better with more carbon dioxide.
They do.
So if it's causing noxious weeds like poison ivy to grow better, then it's causing the apples and the wheat and the blueberries and everything else that we like to grow better, too.
Oh, now there you go making logic. Come on.
Okay, and the third point is that if there's anything that makes possible environmental disasters on a big scale, you know, very harmful things to the environment, very destructive things to happen to the environment, I think it would be fiat money. Because the fact that banks can create fiat money to loan to, you know, big corporations and to the government and so on like that, that enables them to finance huge projects that are very destructive to the environment. Of course, one of the things that's most destructive to the environment is war. And it's, of course, the ability of banks to create fiat money so that governments can finance wars. You know, that's one of the most destructive things to the environment. So, Melody, you can say that if you want to avoid environmental destruction, go back to gold and silver money.
There you go. I like that.
Don't you like that logic? Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the call. We've got another caller from Illinois. We've got Steve. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, the fact that you're talking about Swiss banks means that your show truly is international.
Well, thank you. I think I am. I have Canada callers, and I've got every now and then I hear
from the shortwave and everything else. But, you know, you were talking about a Swiss bank basically telling the IRS where they can go, and I actually applaud that. The bank is chartered by Switzerland. It's subject only to Swiss banking laws.
I got it.
And for the IRS to try and dictate to a foreign corporation what they should be doing is wrong. That, you know, in this country, if I'm a free citizen, I have the right to place my money anywhere I want, including gold and silver. And, it's my obligation to report to the IRS what I'm doing. If I'm not correctly reporting, that is a complaint the IRS has against me. It's not a complaint they have against the bank.
Well, I agree. I think they had every right to do that. You know, we can't bully them into what to do.
Yeah, you know, it's a question of our government and you know, its key agency, the IRS. You know, over the last 20 or 30 years, they've become, you know, just so powerful. And you actually have a consortium of countries that got together around 2000 and basically tried to internationally dictate to the rest of the world what their banks can and cannot do.
I agree with you. What do you think, Melody?
Oh, absolutely. And, again, this is just another sign of these arms that are trying to, you know, break through all these laws and to globalize and put the final nails in the coffin. And people do need to resist, and it is people's responsibility. And if they care to take on the IRS, you know, then that's their choice. But certainly we see our choices being eroded in today's world.
Okay. You know, I don't have the name of the organization in front of me, but going back to 2000 when all the new international laws came into play, the consortium of governments, it actually was a division of the UN. So, you know, once again, it's us, you know, moving towards a one-world government.
Well, that's true. We know that. I mean, that's obvious. And, you know, as the world, you know, for lack of a better way to phrase it, gets smaller because, you know, we are able to communicate. Something that took months to get a message across the ocean now just takes seconds. And, you know, so we have become smaller in that respect as far as communication. And whether we like to say it or not, I'm a citizen of the United States of America and of Missouri, but we do happen to belong on this globe, and we got to learn to get along.
Although the way things are going, you might start calling yourself a citizen of Canada.
All right. All right. Appreciate the call, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. We have another caller from Pennsylvania. We have Regina. Regina, how are you today?
Hi, Melanie. I'm a little confused here because, you know, I kind of come in here late.
Uh-oh.
And so, you know, I've been following these trade deals for many, many years. And basically, my understanding is you're kind of bringing it as something to the other countries. That's what I'm understanding. Now, I could be, because I came in late, missing something, okay? But if you're talking about other countries, the World Trade Organization that was set up under the permanent most favored nation for China is already in place. And this new TPP is to be a new thing that comes in. And I understand that if they can't get their fine money in my state or all over my country, which I care about, they're going to take it right out of the Treasury. So when my congressman told me on C-SPAN this morning and the host there that they were going, he was going to vote for TPP because you can't negotiate with 530 congressmen, cannot go negotiate with on a trade deal. They could never get it together. But my constitution that I thought we were under says Congress regulates trade. So where in the list of, when do we opt out, Melanie?
Where what?
When do we opt out? When can I opt out so that basically I don't have to pay for these people to defy, ruin, and steal from me while they give authority away?
I hear you. And everybody can thank all those Republicans
yes,
that were
sir.
Voted in this past year, giving Obama fast-track authority so he can negotiate the biggest trade agreement ever done on this TPP.
Well, they can
you can call all these congressmen and so forth, all these Republicans that said, oh, we're going to stop Obama in his tracks. They're giving him fast track.
Well,
authority.
Ron Paul didn't do it. Ron Paul exposed it. And under Bush, when Ricky Santorum was running around.
They're not here now.
Yeah. Oh, I know. The people wouldn't listen to him then. They wouldn't listen to me. They wouldn't listen to you. So yeah, the point is, you know, Ron Paul said, I'm talking to the people now. You know, the Congress sold us out, and this guy stands there, and Greta on C-SPAN, after I'm done talking with what I was talking about, she says, well, where are you in TPP? We know this is Regina from Apollo calling in, and we know she's concerned about that. And he gave his canned line, Melanie. So I'm going to you, because you know what? These people, basically, whatever they are, they can pipe whatever they want.
They're
Congress
evil.
Runs trade, period.
Yep, they're D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. That's what we call them here on CSC Talk Radio. Regina, thank you so much for your call and your input, and stay vigilant, my lady, stay vigilant. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You can visit Melody's website by going to www.dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or call her in the office at 1-800-375-4188. And we will be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home, That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Canby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Canby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Canby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Canby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Canby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Canby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Canby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Canby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. It's Earth Day, and silver and gold come from the earth, and so we're celebrating Earth Day together here. And you can visit her website by going to www.dgscoins.com. We have a caller from Canada. We have Brian. Brian, how are you today?
Hello, Beth Ann. I love to listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Regarding these trade deals, when you look into the law, both in the States and Canada, they're basically committing high treason against us.
Mm-hmm.
They're causing us legal injury and also contempt. And if there's something called a claim for damages that can be done with a class action suit where many people get together and take them to court over this. And the politicians aren't going to do anything because they're totally controlled by the people that run the world. It doesn't matter whether they're right or left. We're just going right along with everything. So it's going to be up to we the people to do something lawfully and peacefully. And the things I just mentioned can be done.
Yes, they can. And you know, I'm an optimist. I know things are going to get ugly, but I know that we've got to stay vigilant. We've got to just wake up. We've just got to wake up. I appreciate the call, Brian. Melody, you want to add to that?
Well, no, he's absolutely correct. These politicians aren't going to do anything. It does start with the people. It starts at home, locally, and it's a long, slow process. And this is what we face. And yet, you know, hey, if we try to do it legally, we try to go through the courts, I just saw not too long ago, for the first time in U.S. history, a judge has granted two chimpanzees a petition through human attorneys to defend their rights against unlawful imprisonment. It's like, what is wrong with this world? It is complete insanity.
Yet an unborn child has no rights.
And I believe until there is so much corruption, there is no morals in this country, and until we have some sort of a revival in this country, we can come up with all kinds of ideas and plans to change things. But until we bring God back into this country, the system will collapse on its own, or will just be ushered into this, you know, new global world that everybody embraces, except for the true citizens of each of these countries. Mm. So it's, you know, education, learning, spreading the idea, helping people understand what's going on. I mean, it's a huge movement. We've been doing this for a long time, and it has improved. I mean, people are more aware of what is going on today, and but we've been so conditioned. People have been conditioned, and people have been so pushed against the wall in order to survive anymore. It just cracks me up when people talk about deflation and everything. Really? Go buy something. You know, you can't negotiate. The prices are high. There's nothing on the shelves. You have a delivery system that's unbelievable in this country, and that's not to the good side. Mm-hmm. It's to the negative, and it's just like the whole system, it's broke. But yet it continues to function. It's like a bad marriage. You have two people living in one household, but, you know, but it doesn't work. And it's frustrating. I get that. I get just as frustrated. So what can I do? What can we do as individuals? You know, and again, you have to start at home. You have to prepare for yourself. You can't help anybody if you don't prepare for yourself.
That's true. And that's true in every aspect of our lives, as well as the financial aspect. And that, right now, that's getting to be very vital because of what's happening and what we think could happen. So, you know, we're here in the last segment. We've talked about everything today. And let's talk about what you have to offer. Now, we always, you know, she doesn't just sell, she buys. So let's talk about what you have to offer there at Discount Gold and Silver today.
I mean, we do buy, sell. We also trade.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we are in a tough situation here. And for those who want to preserve their purchasing power and their hard-earned money and their investments and their retirements and so forth, there is gold and silver that is available. Gold is the only true store of value. There's no nationality. It crosses all international boundaries. And there's no claim of debt against it. And we're going to continue the $650 package, $20 face value of 90% silver. We're also going to include the 1/4 ounce gold American Eagle coin. And of course, best listeners get a subscription to your newsletter. You'll have to give a little more details on that.
Okay, it's called The Pen. And it comes out every six issues for the year. Every other month it comes out, and it's 12 pages. And we have a compilation of authors in it.
And so that'll be also included, includes shipping, and that's all for $650.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, that's you're going to keep that going for how long? As long as you can, or?
As long as we can.
Okay. All right.
As long as we can.
All right. Well, and we've actually posted that in The Pen for this coming out, and it should be in the mail this week. The printer did the final on it day before yesterday, so it should hit the mail rooms probably tomorrow, I'm guessing. And so it's, you know, it's going to hit the, I'm a little behind. I've been behind for the last several months because of things that have gone on in the family and stuff through the holidays, and then losing Mom in January. And I'm trying to catch up. I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting there. I'm getting there. But anyway, I appreciate all that you do, Melody. And you know, I know that it gets frustrating. We read these articles day in and day out, and we just want to pull our hair out. You know, we wonder what on earth. And then the scandals that come out, and, you know, the absurd of these elected officials, particularly Hillary, you know, talking about the evil rich, and I'm thinking, what is she?
Yeah,
you know, trying to convince the American people she's not rich. It's just it's comical almost.
It is. And yet, what's worse are the people who buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear people say, well, I'm going to vote Hillary. She's done a lot for women. Really?
She hasn't done much for me.
Yeah, what? I mean, it's just like, it's just, I don't know, people out there are just, they're robotic.
Well, and the one that really gets me is, she's female. It's time we had a female president. Well, I don't care what she is or anybody else, you know. I don't care about what gender they are. I care about their character. And the character that we're seeing of some of these is not necessarily good. But, you know, I'm hopeful we've got some others coming up that maybe I don't think they're 100% on board with what. But, you know, we just got to start doing better. That's all. And we got to start at home. I appreciate all that you do, Melody. I thank you so much. She'll be back with us here in a couple of weeks. I appreciate all that you do. And give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. Visit her website at dgscoins.com. And we'll all work together to bring things home and bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.